Words like climate change were deleted entirely. Also gone were references to greenhouse gases and human contributing factors. These changes were both bizarre and shocking to Wisconsin Wildlife Federation's George Meyer. Meyer is also the former secretary for the Wisconsin DNR. He says these changes are a dark sign of things to come.
This has always been a very leading professional scientific run organization, and I know personally that virtually all, if not all, of the scientists in the agency clearly believe climate change is taking place and that humans are having a significant role on it.
Retired news reporter James Rowan spotted the changes. He then wrote about them in his blog, The Political Environment. Now, the revised DNR website says, quote, as it has done throughout the centuries, the Earth is going through a change, unquote. It says the causes and effects are still being debated. Rowan likens this muted version of the webpage to the television show The Wheel of Fortune.
You could call these Vanna White edits. In other words, you take a letter here and you take a letter there. In this case, it was entire words, and you recreate sentences and paragraphs.
A DNR spokesman declined an interview, but in a statement says the changes were a part of routine website updating. The DNR statement also says it does not deny that climate is changing, and it does not challenge the dedicated work of scientists who are working on the issue. Now, members of the environmental community say it's more than just words. Milwaukee Riverkeeper Cheryl Nen says the changes on the website actually reflect the state's political climate, and that's a climate that's led to severe cuts for the state's DNR.
I think it is, you know, relatively a symbolic change, but I think it's very concerning because it really is echoing those larger trends that we're seeing of, you know, science no longer being the basis for how we're managing our natural resources and our waterways in this state.
Rowan says the issue also highlights the national conservative agenda questioning climate change.
So you have the administration here opposing water science, clean air science, climate science, and getting the web pages lined up with their philosophy is intentional, and I think they're probably trying to line the state up with the incoming Trump administration so that there'll be an alliance among the Republican-directed states with the new administration to roll back climate science and water science and clean air science at the federal level, too.
Colin O'Mara is the president of the National Wildlife Federation. He suspects the Trump administration will push for less federal involvement on climate change, but he's not worried that all states will follow in Wisconsin's lead.
And when you start censoring what science says, I think it's the beginning of some very challenging times. And I think that's what we've seen in some places, but fortunately in places like New York and others, we've seen folks going the other direction, where there's actually more information than ever before, and universities putting out a lot, and state agencies putting out a lot. So, I mean, I think that, you know, Wisconsin, at least in this region, has been the exception, not the rule.
But many look to the future and worry about the government's commitment to protect our environment from climate change. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.